Hello, Ian.
Yep, that is I.
Hi, Ian. It's Aaron calling you back from INS Lawshare. How are you?
Fine, aye.
That's good. So, obviously, from our previous phone call we had 7 days ago, I was giving you a week to see whether you still wanted to proceed with ourselves or not.
To proceed with what?
In regards to your inquiry to the Scottish Redress Scheme.
Right. I had a look at that, but it's no sort of clear what you're doing. You haven't kind of made it clear to me on what your intentions are with that, and how long it would take. And because to what I've heard, kind of hearing some stories that people go with people and companies, and they end up ripping them off for 40% of their claims and stuff like that, and then hitting with a big bill, and it's not something I would want. Is there any, and you have to wait 2 to 3 years before you get anywhere? Are you one of these companies that's got a high turnover in that?
No, sir, no. So we're a pretty straightforward law firm. There's nothing hidden with us. Our percentage is 19.2%, and that's a capped percentage, so there's nothing more that goes up. We obviously just take 19.2% of your redress payment for the time, effort, and a success fee as well. The success fee is 16%, and then obviously plus your VAT on top of it, which is 19.2%.
So the success, you said there, just so I'm clear with this, you take 19%, right? And then you take another 19% for a success fee on top of that?
No, sir, no. So our percentage as a whole and only is 19.2%. Within that 19.2% is 3.2% VAT, which is standard, that's everything. So basically, we basically charge 16%. Within that 16% is also our success fee as well. So all we take part of that 16% is our success fee, the time spent on your case, and the evidence and what we've done to submit your application. That's all part of that 16%, excluding VAT.
Right. So my other question is this. Do you handle cases for hungry centres, what do you call them? Detention centres.
Do we handle detention centres?
Yeah.
So detention centres, young offenders institutions, some prisons as well. They are all they're all applicable to the scheme.
Right, they're part of the scheme. So that's, see that particular area, that's what I'd be looking at.
Yeah. No, that's completely fine. That does still make you applicable to the scheme, sir.
Right, we make you part of the scheme, but can I ask you a couple of follow-up questions, buddy?
Of course you can. I'm here to answer anything for your own reassurance, sir.
Right. I had a company, and I'm still with a company just now, but it's addressing things that happened when I was younger in approved schools and things like that, and they're dealing with that situation. So what I'm asking you, and your company is a separate thing, which would be, they're not addressing things that happened and later on in detention centres and prison and things like that. So is it a case that you'd be willing, a separate case that you'd be willing to take on?
If you already have a law firm that is looking into your time in them detention centres?
No, I've not got a law firm that's taking on the time in the detention centres. I've got a law firm taking on cases when I was in approved school, is prior to that.
Okay, but they're not dealing with the redress scheme?
I don't think so, no. They're not dealing with that, no. It's a different thing. But you're kind of helping me in a sense here, but I'm trying to separate the two because... The law firm that I go to now are dealing with things that I was when I was in approved schools. when I was under 16,
Yeah.
on that side of things. But
Is
Dermot,
it a is it is, is sorry, excuse me. Is it a civil is it a civil claim that you're taking out? Against these schools?
It's a claim that I've took out, and I've got a lawyer. They've took a percentage as well, just like yourself.
Yeah.
They're working on that case now. They're kind of halfway through that, and what they're dealing with is cases. They got the information that I was in. For example, I was in three different approved schools when
Yeah.
I was younger, under 16, and they're going through the process right now, getting me a claim for that, which is going to be a satisfactory claim
Yeah.
on that side of things. But they're no dealing with anything to do with when I left the places. What they're dealing with, what I'm looking for now, as somebody to deal with the places like detention centres when I was inside detention after the age of 16, and when I was in prison after the age of 16.
Yeah.
I'm looking for that to be addressed. Does that
Yeah.
make sense to you?
Yeah, of course. Just bear with me. I'm just gonna make a few notes because
Hi. It's
this
something
is.
that I'm not expecting an answer today. It's something you might have to look into and
Yeah.
see whether you can deal with that. Because I know there is, obviously there's, I'm looking online there, and because I've had a look at that, there is, it's coming up that detention centres and were in before a certain date, and I was in this side of things, so, and it's left, it left me emotionally scarred in a lot of different ways,
Yeah.
because I was in there, and the abuse I had to suffer while I was
Yeah.
in the detention centre and
Yeah.
prison
Yeah.
as well. I mean, the prison side of things, and I was in prisons that I should never ever have been in. They were adult prisons, but I was a minor and I was put into adult prisons
Yeah.
without any swap out facilities or anything like that, locked up in these places, being socked in prison in Scotland, and also Ballinnie Prison and Glenelg Detention Centre.
Yeah.
And there was no swap out facilities, and the guards weren't nice, especially to somebody that was the age that I was going into the places. By law, I shouldn't even have been in the places. I was took to the places by mistake, and
Yeah.
then I was actually processed and put in the prisons, adult prisons, and I should have never have been there
Yeah, no, of
at
course, I
all.
understand that, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well,
I should have legally never been there. They actually made a legal mistake and actually transferred me as a minor into an adult prison. Can you imagine what that was like? Come on, I should have been took somewhere completely different.
yeah, of course, it's quite intimidating, sir, isn't it?
Oh, crazy anyway. But the point I was making there is that company that I'm with now, they're addressing when I was in approved schools and things like that, right?
Yeah.
But they're no addressing anything after
Yeah.
I left approved schools, which is obviously detention centre, prisons and things like that. And there is, so I'm reading anyway, I'm entitled to compensation for being in these places.
Oh yeah, no, of course, 100%. You are one, and as I said, as part of this scheme, you are allowed, or sorry, entitled to the compensation, of course. I'm just unsure, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a chat to my manager about this. Is I'm just unsure whether you can have an active civil claim against one part of your childhood and your care settings, whilst wanting to go through the actual scheme of another part of, obviously, you're saying your detention centres and your young offenders institutions and prisons and stuff. I understand that, but I'm just unsure on whether the scheme will allow you to process an application whilst having a civil matter relating to similar places proceeding at the same time.
That's what I'm trying to mean. It's not similar. It's a lawyer's firm, just the same as you. A lawyer's firm approached me, CWS, and they'd asked me and spoke to me, and there was I got quite a lot of kind of chat off them, and they explained things to him, and they're going through the process of doing all that, and he checked out when I was younger, I was in these places. But what came up was, you know, were you in approved schools? And the approved schools that I was in, they came up, and I should have never been in the places that I was in, but I was put in them. But however, they had said to me, right, okay, we're only dealing with the approved schools. And I said, what about when after you leave approved schools and you get put in a detention centres and
yeah.
things like that, they use, no, they don't deal with that. So what I'm asking, that, how come I can claim on that, but how do I claim on the other one? Or is it something that has to be claimed as a whole thing? Because do you see the complication that I've got? Because I've got...
Yeah, of course, yeah.
You got me, because I've been in all these different places, right? And for a young kid, all the way up, and they're telling me, and I've reported everything, and it's been found to be true, by the way. They never denied, and see, and I've said, they've not denied it, because the proof's already there on the files, and
yeah.
the lawyer's firm checked it and got it back. He says, aye, you're absolutely right. I says, aye, it's not about being right. I just want to get the thing sorted out.
Yeah.
And if you get it sorted, you get, if you're entitled to some compensation, it's going to make my life a bit better, or any of my kids' life a wee bit better, then I can damn straight on it.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Why should I not? But what I'm no understanding is, why should there be just a scheme just for, you know, when you were in approved schools, and then once you put a claim in for that, what about the rest?
Yeah,
you
no, of course.
What about the rest?
Yeah.
Because
so,
I'm going, hang on here, mate, because I'm entitled to, I went into eight places. The regime that I was in, it was run under military establishment. It was all ex-military soldiers and guys that run the place.
Yeah.
And it was hell. And it's designed and it was purposely made that way, but it's against it was against the human rights and against the law for what they were doing in these
yeah.
detention centres. But I wasn't in them until after they was out of care. I didn't go for care into them. So I was actually out then, went into them. So, and then also went into two other prison services as well,
yeah.
which they're telling me now that I shouldn't have been in their places, and also the conditions that I was in were Dickensian, so to speak. They weren't good, and they don't deny that either. But my point is here, who do I get to represent me for that? Because the firm that I'm with now are dealing with that. But I want a firm separately to deal with this other case, because they're dealing with something which is in their, within their regime, their department, their remit. But then I'm looking for somebody to deal with. Hang on. It comes up on the website there. Were you in detention centres? Were you in prison? Blah. Yep, I was in these places. So
yeah.
I'm looking for somebody to take care of that. Because my question is this to you. If I had phoned and said to you, right, okay, I wasn't in the what do you call it? I wasn't in what do you call them?
Care homes.
Care homes and stuff like that when I was younger, right? I wasn't
yeah.
in any of them, but I was in this place, which is a detention centre. I was in there, and I shouldn't have been there. And you take all that, you look in, and then you find them there. Would you take the case on them?
Yeah, well, that's the point I was going to make, Ian. So with this redress scheme, it covers everything as a whole. So what you've kind of done, and it's no intention to yourself or anything, but what you've done is you've kind of split the scheme in half and gone the other way around the scheme, if that makes sense. So with the Scottish Redress Scheme, they deal with care settings, foster care, listee approved schools, churches or religious settings, prisons and detention centres. So they deal with the whole majority of what, you know, you've realistically been in, but instead what you've done is you've gone, or a law firm's approached you, and they've took a little bit of piece of the cake and gone, yeah, we'll deal with that, but the rest of it, that's got to be someone else's job. So they've split it in two for you instead, whereas obviously someone like ourselves, we deal with everything in one.
Ah, so, right, I see.
Do you know what I mean? So part of the scheme is that's what they cover. They cover the listed schools, the detention centres or young offenders institutions and the prisons, alongside obviously the care settings of foster care, children's homes, religious settings as well. So that's what the scheme is. That's what I'm gonna do. I'll have a chat to my manager and see whether obviously do you have a law firm representing you for the school side of things, but whether we can represent you for your detention centres and your prisons, and see if the scheme will allow that. If they do, we'll take the case on, no problem. But I'm just unsure because you already have some sort of civil matter open with another law firm. That's all. So I can't give you a definitive answer, but I can always go away, have a chat to my manager, and give you a call back this afternoon if that's okay.
But what they're saying to me, so you've got a wee bit of background with the other law firm that I'm with now. They've assured me, right, and they've said to me, I've gave them three different approved schools that I was in, right, and I was also in I was locked away in a high security unit when I was very young too. They say they had mental health issues, but I never, and that was proved as well. So that place that I was in was called Rossi Farm, right?
Rossi Farm.
Well, I was locked away in there, and I didn't see the light of day. I was in a security unit in there, so I never seen the light of day. So I went into the place, I actually was put back out the place, and that side of things, but... I'd already spoke to this firm about that, and then I told them about Gilsland and Kipling Park. I was in there as well, and these regimes and how they all work, right? But I also mentioned to them about, you know, the other side of things as well that I've explained to you. And what they said was, we don't deal with that, but we can deal with this for you. And I went, right, okay. So what I'm saying to you is now, what they said to me is, they went into it all right, and I've got all my files, and I've managed to get all my case files and all the rest to these places and everything else. And it turns out what I've been telling them, I'm not looking for somebody to say you're telling the truth, because I already know it is. But everything I said was right, and it's backed up with other people that were in these places, right? So what they're saying to me is, I think there's a maximum that you can get with this redress, which is £100,000 or something like that, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct,
Right, so they're saying to me that I'm on the kind of high end of that because of the different things that I've had to go through and the people that were involved, right?
Yeah.
Now, what I'm saying is, right, I'm saying, if I get, say for example, I go at the max or whatever, they go a percentage after that, right? I'm all right with that. But does that completely cut? So would that dismiss the other side of what I'm speaking to you about? Would that dismiss that then, and I can't claim for that?
Not if we don't involve it. And again, this is something that I'll sit down with my manager and you know, break down for him so he can understand. So
aye.
So if we take on your case.
Right.
And we solely look at the detention centres or the young offenders institutions and the prisons, that doesn't then involve your listed schools. No listed schools are mentioned, so it doesn't exactly kind of waver it off, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But if we were to mention the listed schools, once the redress scheme, say they were to award you an award, you then sign a waiver, which then, unfortunately, you then can't go and take out a civil matter against any of these institutions that have been named, because it's already been dealt with then by the scheme. But because obviously that other law firm is just solely, you know, looking at them schools, as I said, we can, you know, potentially take on the case of dealing with your detention centres and prisons, but as long as, you know, we could potentially leave out the schools because another law firm's dealing with that. But then again, I don't know if the redress scheme will allow a civil case and a scheme case to go ahead at the same time, even though it's completely different, separate matters. But it's not. It's quite a confusing one, to be honest, Ian. So yeah, so I don't want to say yes, we can take on the case and start gathering information, and I don't want to say no, and you know you have to go somewhere else and try and take out two parts or whatever, and be a little bit messy for you when you've already told me this information. I don't want you to go away and spend another 15-20 minutes on the phone telling another law firm your circumstance, when you know it'll save your breath if I can do a little bit of work for you in the background. So yeah, so what I'll do for you, Ian, is I'll sit down with my manager, I'll have a little meeting, and discuss your circumstances, and yeah, I'll come back to you this afternoon with an answer, and then you'll know for sure by the end of the day what you can do with the other side of things then.
Aye, that's great, mate. Listen, thank you very much for your call, and that's helped me a lot actually, because at the end of the day, I think these people should be held accountable. At some point, we're entitled to it because a lot of the places that I was in, they weren't the right at all. And see the other side of it. You wouldn't believe it. I'm actually a retired ex-military guy and I've served my country and I'm injured now in that side of things. But I went forward and had a good career. So at the end of the day, I turned out no too bad, but it wasn't through the places, it was through sheer willpower and determination. How to just move forward without listening to any of the people anyway, because it never did me a blind bit of good in any way. But however, I'll let you on me your day, and if you can get back to us with that, that'd be great, son.
Yeah, no, I definitely will do, Ian. I'll get back to you this afternoon, okay?
Thanks, buddy. Cheers.
Not a problem. Pleasure talking to you, Ian. Speak to you soon.
Yes, bye.